So, Dale, we talked about this a bit before, but you're not so much a crossroads, but you're a pretty, there's a sticking point with you and your product at the moment because you need more people to provide milk to you. So you're looking for people who might want to run some dairy cattle.
Yeah, just looking for some more supply, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to push my farm as we're sort of going biodynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to produce more milk to do me yogurts and cheeses and, and butter and all the rest of it, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah. And you did all yourself and you and the wife and the family. I mean, but this budget last night too, where you can go and buy machinery and stuff like that, is that good for you or is it really more about getting cattle?
Yeah, it's probably more about cattle, I suppose, to buy more machinery, I suppose. You've got to have the money to do that first.
All right, so if anyone is maybe got a bit of a property and they want to do it and have never run dairy cattle before, you're happy for them to give you a call? And
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, you know, it's a fair bit of gear and machinery around still available, and, you know, at a pretty good price. A lot of us just sitting there. So
All right.
You just need some land and, yeah, and a good shed and you could go for it, I reckon. Yeah, it wouldn't cost you that much to... to get going, and I'd take all your milk. So
there you go. Simple as. You've got to like little cattle and go across and rub their little heads and stuff like that.
Yeah, got a few pets there, eh? But yeah, they're nice and quiet dairy cows. So I just sold one the other day actually, and just put it up in the back of a horse float, you know. So you just walk them up. Yeah,
is that, that quiet?
Yeah, and she's not one that's been handled, especially or anything. She's just one out of the herd. So
beautiful.
No, that's good.